This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We should be joined shortly by the mayor of Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser will join us in just a bit. And coming up later this hour at 8:45, we'll talk some Caps hockey with Dylan Strome. Caps are on the road. They're in Toronto for a big one tonight against the Maple Leafs.
We're also going to talk to Chip Patterson in the 9 o'clock hour from CBSSports.com. We'll get his take on not just the Sweet 16 games, but he's down in the Raleigh area, and he's watched Drake May play a million times.
Ah, very good.
I'm sure he'll have a take on whether or not the Commanders should take him. Possibly.
Yep. So 3 p.m. today, you can watch the Drake May workout on ACC Network. Then you'll flip over and watch the Nats take on the Reds at 4:10. And if you can't watch Nats Reds on TV, we encourage you to listen right here on 106.7 The Fan. We are, of course, the flagship home of your Washington Nationals. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler with the call. First pitch at 4:10 today.
Correct. I can't believe it's opening day already.
Would love to see a win. Get that first win out of 66.5 because we're both in on the Nationals.
That would be nice. That would be nice. I got to put a few more season win total bets
in. I think you should do that. I think you should put as many in as possible.
Some I just don't have a gauge on, but
send a few my way. I'll sprinkle a few bucks on some of your suggestions.
Well, I do like the Reds over the 82.5.
Okay.
They had 82 last year.
I'm jotting this down. Reds.
I do like the Reds.
All right. You have any others? For the greedy listeners?
I went under Dodgers and under Braves.
Okay. Just under Dodgers and Braves.
102 and 103 wins is just a ton.
Okay.
And I forget the other
Anything
ones.
Anything else jumping out at you?
Those are the ones I put in yesterday. But
any other wagers?
Of course, I'm going to have all kinds of baseball wagers, parlays today.
You could do the DC double dip today. You could bet on the Nats and the Caps. You could parlay both of them.
I know, but I do the emotional hedge with the Caps.
Right.
Because I want to make the playoffs so bad, I usually fade them.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good move.
Yeah, so I took Toronto tonight.
I tend to favor that move.
Right. I'm not going to tell Stromer that, though.
By the way, you can also join us on an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. The phone number is 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can give us your take on the Caps and Wizards staying in D.C. The move to Virginia is dead. They're staying in D.C. until the year 2050. That deal was agreed upon yesterday. You could talk about Jaden Daniels' pro day. You could talk about Drake May's pro day, which is upcoming today.
Right.
But right now we are joined by the mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser. Mayor Bowser, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course.
We've had you on the show a few times.
Yes.
Always to
discuss. Yes, that's right.
Usually to discuss, you know, this.
Mayor, you're almost to the point where you're going to have like a walk-up song the next time you join us. You're going to have some sort of like your favorite music to introduce you. We're becoming that familiar.
All right.
We'll have to think about that for next time.
I'll give that some thought.
So a lot can happen in a week. 5 days ago, the D.C. Attorney General informed Monumental that they couldn't leave Capital One Arena for another 2 decades. Fast forward to yesterday when you and Ted and the Monumental hotshots and suits are, you know, doing photo ops, shaking hands about this new deal that is keeping the Caps and Wizards in D.C. for the next 26 years at Capital One Arena. Talk about how it all played out, how the $515 million is going to Monumental to help refurbish the arena. Take us through the last few hours of how this deal got done.
Well, let me just say, we never stopped talking to Monumental. We never stopped negotiating, and we never stopped making our deal an even better deal. So I would say that the culmination of the signing that we celebrated last night, probably started 2 weeks after they announced the start. I shouldn't say the culmination, the commencement. We started paving that road 2 weeks or 3 weeks after their announcement and about Virginia. So we never, gave up on keeping our teams. We focused on making our deal better, and that's the result.
So did you have a gut feeling, Mayor Bowser, in your heart of hearts, did you really think that they were going to move to Virginia, or did you always have in your gut a really good feeling that you were going to get something done in D.C.?
Well, I'm bullish about our town. I know that we have built a sports infrastructure here and that our fans are loyal and they come from the entire region. I've been involved in big economic development and sports projects, so I kind of know the anatomy of them, and I know the politics of them. So I thought that the Virginia deal, from what I read, always seemed a little shaky to me financially, and their approach wasn't good. But having said all of that, I thought the end product would not be as interesting as a new Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. What we have now is the opportunity to create an iconic space in the nation's capital that not only best serves the team, but best serves the entire region.
Mayor Bowser, were there ever any sort of hurt feelings or personal feelings brought up from either side? Because, look, you're feeling jilted that they want to leave D.C. and go to Virginia, go right across the river. Was there any of that, or was it all like completely business, 100% on both sides as this dragged on?
I mean, Ted did say he had difficult conversations with you.
We've had difficult conversations, and we were extremely disappointed in their decision. But then we had to go to work. You know, I represent 700,000 people. I represent a downtown that needs its destination, it needs its major anchor, and it needs it to be improved. And that's why we've been willing to be partners in the construction of a new Capital One Arena. So people tell me sometimes, you're cool, or you don't get too excited, or you don't get too down. I try to stay right in the middle, even keeled, so that I can do my work. And that's what we did. We set out to, keep our teams and to really demonstrate that Monumental is an important company in the district and they can be a key part of the next iteration of Chinatown.
We're joined by Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. Were there ever any plans? Did you ever get far enough down the road where you were thinking, along with the people that helped develop the area, like, what are we going to do with this Capital One footprint if the Wizards and Caps ultimately do leave? Did it ever get to that point, or were you just resolute in keeping them here?
It is at that point. And in fact, Ted commented to me, you all created a great downtown plan without us. And I said, yeah, I firmly believe that over, with great thinking, we could transform that 5 acres to something else great. But that's really not what our people wanted. Our residents didn't want it. Our business community didn't want it. And we we kept working to give our people what they want and what the district needs.
So one of Ted's concerns was the safety around the Chinatown area, and it's not the safest neighborhood. I've got friends who owned businesses there, and they're out because of that. Is that something that's going to be addressed from your end?
Well, this is what I know, and he reiterated it yesterday, and I want to be clear about something. Mm-hmm. We have always concentrated on Chinatown and the safety of our residents and guests coming there. Last year was a difficult year for us in that regard, but there was not an outsized problem in Chinatown. So let me be clear about that. But here's what's most important. We're driving crime down. This year, we're 30% down in some of our most difficult crimes having to do with guns. Our robbery numbers are down double digits as well. And we are improving the infrastructure there. About a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I opened a hub, a safe public safety hub, where we have human services and police officials that are deployed in the Chinatown area. We're going to open two more, one, I think, close to the U Street corridor and the other in Anacostia. And that's important to all of our businesses. And so we're implementing that. And we're supporting our officers and Police Chief Pamela Smith and making sure we have a public safety infrastructure environment that works for the district.
Mayor Bowser, going forward, even though you just basically inked the deal with the Wizards and Caps, how does that affect going forward the district's pursuit of the Washington Commanders? We know that they're searching for a new stadium. They're looking at all the different municipalities, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. How does this signing of the Wizards and Caps, if at all, impact your pursuit of the Commanders to try to land them here in D.C.?
Well, the two have never been related. I have been working on securing the land at RFK since I became mayor in 2015. And it is important for the district to control its own destiny. It is important for the district to have control of that underutilized land that is on the Monumental Axis. It's on the Anacostia River. And it has served us as a sports center for decades. And so that's our focus. We're going to get control of the land. And it's no secret to anybody that I think D.C. teams should play in D.C.
Last question for me. So you guys are shipping $515 million over 3 years to renovate Capital One. How quickly does that start? How quickly does Ted get that money to start renovating?
Well, I always believe that the team is ready, then we can get it done as soon as possible. Our council has agreed to a vote on Tuesday. The money is in my budget, which I'll talk to the council about next week. And I want to be clear about the budget implication. This is a capital project. This has nothing to do with our operating expenses, which much has been said that we have kind of a tight operating environment this year. And we do. But we continue to make investments and we on the operating side and on the capital side. And what's important about this investment is it's catalytic. It generates more money. It will create more jobs. And it will be supportive of property values and new restaurant starts in all of downtown.
The 200,000 square feet that you're also giving him, where exactly is that and what's there now?
We have a public right-of-way between Capital One and the Gallery Place building where the Clyde's is.
Oh, okay.
And I think the vision is that becomes a plaza that has an outdoor experience for Cap One patrons. And so we're going to work with them on that. And I think they are also in talks with the adjacent landlord about additional space needs they have.
Mayor Bowser, did you ever consider pulling the offer of the money to Ted as he continued his pursuit of moving to Virginia throughout the process?
I did. I absolutely did. But we're actually in the time frame for a decision that I contemplated back in December. I thought that the issue had to be resolved by the time I submitted a budget. And so we're in that space. And I think, though, that our policymakers and our team were united in saying that we can get this done. So it was important to keep our deal on the table. And, you know, people have even said to me today, you should pull it. Don't give him anything. You know, he's in a tight spot. But that's not what the downtown needs. The downtown needs a renovated Cap One Arena.
When was that budget due, if you don't mind sharing that info?
Our budget is, I will present my budget next week.
Next week, okay.
Well, Mayor Bowser, you know the Caps got a big one tonight in Toronto, so I hope you're watching.
I know.
It's a big one. It's a biggie.
And I hope that means this is the big one.
It's a big one. There's only, 10 or 11 games
playoff
left.
Playoff pushes on, Mayor.
Yeah, if they're going to make the playoffs, they need to
let's
win games
it.
Like this. All right?
Let's make it
okay.
happen.
Okay, they need to win this. But you know what? I believe in, you know, good vibrations. And we're sending them some momentum. Things are going our way. And so hopefully that shows up for the team as
Mayor
well.
Mayor Bowser, you got a big W. You got a big W in your column.
And if you ever want to send me some momentum, feel free.
All right. I'm sending you some good vibration.
Right.
Well, that sounds great. Mayor
Have
Bowser,
a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it so much. Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. Thanks again for the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was Mayor Bowser explaining her side and that she did actually at one point consider pulling the offer off the table, but kept it there, got the deal done. Caps and Wizards staying in the district until 2050. Absolutely. If you want to weigh in on Mayor Bowser's comments.
I wish we asked her if it was a game of chicken.
You're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067.
Probably was.
1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And don't forget, coming up in just about 25 minutes, Dylan Strom joins us from the Washington Capitals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.